What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Big Foodies. Episode 11. We are just keep them rolling. That's what we do here.
Don't stop.
That's right. I am Biggie. This is Matt. That is BB Shay. And I really, again, I'm always shocked we're doing these and people like them. So thank you guys for all the support on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. You guys are watching. You're sending us messages, which is great. And as always, I have to thank our kitchen sponsor, Marco's, who unbelievably has not pulled their sponsorship yet. So thank you to Marco's for that. And again, at the end, if you watch all the way to the end, we give away a free pizza at the end of every episode. So make sure you watch all the way. Now, today's episode is going to be our favorite hangover foods. Now, listen, most of us have had that night or day of drinking where it just goes too wild, too far. Matt was in a fraternity, so I'm sure he probably has more experience than maybe I do.
I always knew it was going to be a rough day ahead if I woke up in my jeans. Like, I didn't even have, like, the night before, wouldn't even put on, like, shorts. I'm still wearing jeans.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's a belt. Oh, this is the other bad. That was always the worst.
Well, most of us have a go-to hangover food. I know I do. Mm-hmm. So we thought we'd do an episode on that. And again, please share your favorite hangover foods in the comments. I'm sure most of you are going... we've seen your previous episodes. We thought those were hangover foods. But you're wrong.
No. It was a potential name for the show.
Hangover foods. Well, if you want, I will start us off here. Mine are the breakfast burritos from one of our favorite places. I feel like we mention them and eat there probably way too much. Sheets again. Well, have at it, boys. These are the sausage breakfast burritos. These are my favorite. Now look, this is literally, they're 2 for $4. It's what you would think. It's just a pretty simple sausage, egg, cheese burrito wrapped up in a flour tortilla that at times is a little gummy, but I feel like that adds to it. But I'm telling you, this is a hangover cure. And I know you guys aren't always the biggest breakfast guys. I love them.
I just imagined waking up drunk and thinking how awesome this would be. Just completely messed up. Just, oh my lord, that's just perfect.
They also have a Western and a bacon. I like the sausage.
I go with sausage.
That's my favorite.
It's good. You talk about like the... I think the tortilla is a little gummy because it's a thick tortilla, which is good and important for me. You want something thick that's going to absorb some of the remaining alcohol.
When I've had a long night, I will somehow stuff myself into my car, drive to the closest Sheets, get two of these with some type of... I'm a carbonated drink guy the next day. I don't know about you guys, but I have to have a soda or something carbonated. So I'll get something to go with it, something carbonated. And most times, I then pull over into an empty parking space and eat and sometimes... I've even closed my... I slept in a Sheets parking lot one time. I hate them. I can't even drive back home yet. I'm going to take 20 minutes to myself. But that is my go-to hangover food.
That's good. That's one of the better breakfast burritos I've had from a quick service kind of place.
Now, you can build your own, but when you're hungover, that's too much work.
No, I don't need to do that.
That's why you pull up, you just look under breakfast, quesadilla burritos, and it flashes right there, 2 for $4. It's like, yes, please.
Got him.
So what is that, just sausage, egg, and cheese?
Yeah, I think that has a little pepper in there, but that's it.
There's a little bit of spice. It's almost like there's a little bit of gravy in there.
That's what it felt like. Yeah, it's like kind of runny in there. It's good. I haven't had anything to eat today, so...
That's why it's gone so quick.
So, yeah, that was really good.
I'm impressed it stayed warm this long, because you didn't just roll up with it.
No.
That's good.
2 for $4 at Sheets.
Sometimes you will get one that's a little cold in the middle, but hey, it happens. It's not like I'm not going to eat it. But that is my go-to hangover food.
Good option. All right. So, my hangover food, when I'm really hungover, I don't want to leave the house. I want to sit on a sofa or lay in bed and do nothing. So, I go with somebody in Jimmy John's that delivers and delivers quickly. They're freaky fast.
They really are.
Yeah.
It is alarmingly fast.
When I'm thinking hangover, I'm like, I really want something that is going to get in here, and I just imagine it's almost like a battle. And it's the leftover alcohol from the night before, which means I need a team on my side that's going to be thick, heavy, strong fighter, and I need a lot of food. So I go with a sandwich off the Jimmy John's menu that not a lot of people, when I mentioned this is an actual sandwich, people are like, I've never seen that before. It's the J.J. Gargantuan.
Oh, yes, sir.
Man. Yeah. Is that the Gargantuan?
That's why we're the big foodie.
Over-reliable, the Gargantuan.
Oh, this is perfect. Yeah. Way to go.
If you've never had the Gargantuan sub from Jimmy John's, that's for you, gentlemen.
Oh.
This one for me.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Look at a knife and split.
Yeah, absolutely.
I should have been more prepared for that.
You are so right.
But listen, the Gargantuan sub, I don't even know what all is on this thing. I get it without onions because I feel like my big knock on Jimmy John's, I'm not a big fan of onions. I said this before on a burger. I don't mind it as much on a sandwich, but I feel like they put so many.
Yeah, I can see that.
So I would either do light onion or no onion.
You're right about onion being, I feel like onion is put on way too heavy on a lot of places. I don't know if it's just because it's there.
Onion flavor,
great.
Too much onion, it becomes all you're tasting.
What I like to do is, I'm not a big tomato guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind tomatoes. But I'll take the tomato off and put on their... Now, I love their peppers.
So,
I will put the peppers on. But, man, you nailed
so
it
maybe,
with this one.
I try the peppers next time because I love their peppers.
You are absolutely right on this.
So, you're looking at, like, seven different meats. There's roast beef, there's turkey, there's cheese, there's capicola. I think they're called Vito meat. It's Italian seasoning, mayonnaise, lettuce, tomato. I mean, look at this stuff.
How fat that is, man. That's insane. When you ordered two of these today, what did they say?
Recently, Jimmy John's has upped their game. So I just got one 16-inch gargantuan, and then they cut that in half.
Man, you are absolutely right. Mm-hmm. You cannot go wrong with this.
Because there's so much flavor in it.
Yes.
That it cuts through the alcohol, but it's like it just sits perfectly with all the alcohol that's in your stomach. It's so good. It's filling because you don't want to have, if you're feeling queasy the next day, you don't want to, I don't want to have to eat. Order one of these bad boys. I mean, it's a big sub. You're not going to be hungry after you eat it.
No, you're not for sure. Mm. Great pick. Solid pick.
Mm-hmm. The gargantuan. It's not a super cheap sub.
Mm-mm.
But you get what you pay for. It is every bit of what you pay for.
It sucks because I don't live in a place where Jimmy John's delivers to me.
Oh.
But it's worth the drive.
Mm-hmm.
100% worth the drive.
Well done. Incredible. Good pick.
Incredible.
All right.
Don't worry, I'm going to eat the rest of that.
Yeah.
But I know it's Barrett's turn.
Yeah. You don't have to watch us eat the whole thing. You may want to. All right, what you got, Barrett?
Oh. Everyone has a fetish.
Put that on a different channel.
I actually just finished. Hold on one second, sorry.
Finish? You cooked something?
Sort of.
This should be interesting.
Today.
Sorry.
Okay. Is this what? Okay.
Yeah. This is exactly what you think it is.
The coffee?
It's coffee.
Okay.
Now, I mean, here. I gotta be honest with you. I've gotten drunk a lot.
But it's not this kind of, that kind of show, Meredith.
I've gotten drunk a lot, but
we're not at a meeting.
I've never, I can count on one hand how many times I've actually been hungover.
Okay.
I've been very fortunate that I haven't been hungover a lot.
Okay, that's
you're
good.
A lucky man.
But every time I do get hungover, there's just nothing that soothes me like a nice cup of warm black coffee.
Black coffee, too.
Black
okay.
coffee. Just straight up, no cream, no sugar, no frills. Brand Pete's. My family are coffee snobs, and they turn me onto it, and I haven't gone back.
Pete's is good, but it's an on sale coffee for me.
And 100% there's just something about having something warm the following morning that I feel like the heat just takes my mind off of the hangover.
I feel that.
I don't know what it is.
That's a good taste.
You're kind of tired, so you get a little bit of the caffeine to kind of wake you
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Juice is flowing.
And this has to, that's a dark roast, right?
Yes, this is pretty much as dark as you can get.
You know, the fact you've never been hungover means that you're a responsible drinker. I'm like old Fratty and I here.
Barrett knows when to stop.
I am responsible to an extent, but when the times I have been hungover, I just kind of get to a point and I'm like, okay, let's see how far we can go.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, see, that's the point in the night that always happens to me. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm at a nice level of drunk. Well, let's go even farther.
If you stop now, you'll be okay tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or you can have one more.
Okay.
Yeah. Three more, please.
Three more shots.
But it's like, I'm always afraid that at some point in the night, somebody's going to ask me to drive. And I'm just going to have to go, okay, let's do it. Let's see what we can do.
Mm-hmm. I'm just a really bad person at telling you no. Like, I cave to peer pressure too much. So
yeah.
I could literally say, I'm absolutely done drinking. And if somebody says, I want a jello shot, give me a jello shot.
That's how it always happens. It's never with your own money. You get to the point where you're like, I'm good. And then somebody says, I'll buy it. And you're like, okay, I'll take it.
I have never paid for myself to get so drunk that I was hungover. Someone else's money was involved in purchasing that alcohol, for sure.
So
I'm not a huge black coffee guy. This is really good.
That's got a good taste. I do like the taste of it plain. I'm a little bit of a splash of a heavy cream and some stevia guy.
Mm. Okay. Now, when I drink an iced coffee, I do all the cream and sugar and stuff. Mm-hmm. When it's hot coffee, it's just...
Okay.
Straight up. I know there's just something about, and I feel like if you're not used to drinking black coffee, being hungover and drinking black coffee, the taste of it will kind of wake you up out of
that's for sure.
That's because, very, very good.
Yeah, because it's not something that you're expecting. Cause mm-hmm. It's not pleasing until you learn, like, until it becomes pleasing.
It's the food equivalent of a cold shower.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like smelling salt.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of how this tastes, probably because of the mug that I'm drinking out of. Yoda best uncle.
My niece has got me that for Christmas.
So weird. Our good friend Biggie here has a little thing that he does on Instagram. Vinyl.
That's right.
We can cross-promote here.
I do, that's right.
We'll send you the bill.
If you want to know where you can listen to it, you can't.
You can't. It doesn't exist.
I just take a pic. Everyone always asks me, where can I hear Coffee and Vinyl? You can.
You can't do it.
You can make your own coffee, and you can find the record I'm playing and listen to it on your own. That's great.
It's a 100% visual podcast.
100%.
But one of my favorite parts about that is seeing the mug you're drinking out of. Because you talk about what kind of coffee it is and why you're drinking that, what you're listening to. But there's always a story behind the mug.
Yeah.
And I love that we're bringing these mugs into this conversation. Yours is from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yep. This is from a place called Waxwork Records that I like to do some pretty cool stuff with the album soundtracks I love.
Nice.
So, well, guys, another good episode, I'd say.
Yeah.
I'm really happy with the sandwich. Hope you guys like the Sheets Burritos.
Yeah,
Sheets Burritos.
And, really good.
Totally unexpected, but a pleasant surprise. Hey. Barrett bringing coffee to the table.
Yeah, I think hangover, I think coffee, so I had to do that for you. And, let us know your hangover cures.
Yeah, comment
below.
Sure. Let us know, please. And as always, thank you to Marcos for being our kitchen sponsor. And at the end of every episode, as we do, we'll give away a free Marcos pizza. We'll do Instagram this time?
Let's do it.
Instagram. We're going to pick one Instagram fan. We'll message you. You win a Marcos pizza. Thank you guys for tuning in. Follow us Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Share the videos, please. That's all. We will talk to you guys next time. We are the Big Foodies.